Thanks for sharing that with us, Carol. And that just gets the message out for the children, but it's the same thing that I wanted to share with you about, and I know you're thinking, hey, we've had a lot. This feels like a full service. Pastor Devin, take it easy on us. Here's the good news for you this morning. I am only going to preach from the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, take a look at application in the Acts, and then go through two of the Corinthians, and we're done. You will be home by this evening, I promise. But what we've been talking about recently, what Carol was sharing with the children, and what we've been looking at, if you've been worshiping with us, is the idea that society today, if you look at the right spots or the wrong spots, I guess, can end up looking more like a UFC fight than a civilized society. When the scheme to get into office, if you're a politician, becomes fling more dirt than your opponent, okay? Instead of promote what you do well, it seems to be if you can bury the other person, you win and you're in. When we see in the church, sadly, the church fighting over issues, and maybe it's a gray area or maybe it's really not an important issue, but the church stalls and fights there instead of carrying on in the ministry that Jesus Christ calls us to. When so many communities, they turn to violence over their differences, when black people feel they're not being treated fairly and white people feel that they have somehow done wrong, and when there's different religions and different ethnicities that move in, they turn to violence. And when we see in our government the model that's set for us, for the leaders of our nation, that we're not going to do any work unless that side comes to this side. We're not going to get anywhere until they see it our way. When those are the areas that we find in the world around us, the question that I've been encouraging everyone to ask is, what is our witness if we call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ? Because I believe that there's a better way, period. I believe when there's a dividing line and people are standing on opposite sides of it, that you don't have to agree with the person on the opposite side, but you do have to love them. And over the last many weeks, we've been talking about how do we live out a witness that is different than what we're being offered in those areas of society. How do we say, as followers of Jesus Christ, we believe there's a better way? And this morning, I just want to get down to it. Pastor Mike Slaughter says the following: Jesus was not a Democrat or a Republican. Jesus was not a liberal or a conservative. Jesus was radical. And in the same way, we are called to be radical. So as I get right into the scripture this morning, I want you to consider the words of Jesus and how they call us to be radical. And I've shared stories before, and I've looked at Old Testament stories, and we've looked at teachings from the Apostle Paul. And this morning, I'm going to jump right into the words of Jesus. Again, how does this call you to be radical and offer a solution that the world isn't finding? The words of Jesus from Luke chapter 6, verse 27. To you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those that mistreat you. Now that's radical. Just as Carol said, it's not the natural reaction. Oh my goodness, that person hates me. I should do something nice for them. It's counterintuitive, but it's radical. It's a witness that we're not seeing largely in the world. It's a witness that, again, sadly, the church can't arrive at when it has conflicts. But this is what Jesus calls us to. He goes on to say, if someone slaps you on the cheek, turn the other one also. If someone takes your coat, give them your shirt also. Give to everyone who asks of you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, don't demand it back. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Not do what they are doing to you, but do unto others what you would want them to do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? And think about that one for a minute. Jesus spoke common sense. This is common sense. If you love the people that love you, if you are nice to people that are nice to you, so what? Who do you think takes note of that? You come and do a favor for me, I do a favor for you. You give me a gift, I'm like, that's nice, I give you a gift. Nobody looks at that and says, my goodness, perhaps there's a better way. Jesus says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners can do that. If you do good to those who do good to you, so what? Jesus says, Even sinners do that also. And if you lend to those whom you expect to repay you in full, what credit is that? Even sinners will lend to sinners without when they expect to be repaid. But Jesus says, I tell you, love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting anything back. Then, when you do those things, when you work to do the actions that are counterintuitive, when you choose to be radical in the way you relate to others, then your reward will be great. And you will be known as children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful then, just as your Father in heaven is merciful. Too many times we think, all right, how do I operate? How do I act? How am I going to be in the world? And we think reciprocity is the key. So if A, then I respond with A. And if B, then I respond with B. And if C, then I respond. Well, you get the picture, right? Do I need to go through the alphabet? You got it. Reciprocity, we think that's the way to live, but it's not. Because again, Jesus calls us to a higher standard, because if we just go by reciprocity, if we just go by doing what's been done to us, that means that when someone's nice, again, we're nice back. And when someone's rude, we're rude back. And let me ask you, where does that get you? Nowhere. You just keep moving in that cycle. But when Jesus says to be kind to those who hate you, when Jesus says to love those who are enemies to you, when Jesus says to give and don't expect to get anything back, just give, that's different. That makes a statement with our actions. That causes the person on the other side to go, what? Why on earth would you do that? And that gives us an opportunity to talk about how Jesus Christ has made a difference in our lives. And so we can live differently. And if they would be open to it, they can have a different life also. And when we all choose to live different than we are now, well, perhaps the world looks a little different than it does now. And for the areas that I've named, wouldn't you like to see a difference? So this is what I want to ask you, because I really am trying to keep it brief this morning. How is it going when we repay evil for evil? How's that going for us? Okay, when we see people running for office and their job is just to bury the other person, it's who can get the most credit. It's like a game of clean up your room, okay? I'm going to throw more garbage than you before time runs out. How's that working? Any of you enjoy those ad campaigns? I know I don't. Anybody think that it's really making progress and we're seeing a true difference in the way government's being run? Do you enjoy hearing about a government shut down because they can't come to terms? Is anybody like, yes, I live in the U.S. of A., and I know it because our government shut down because they couldn't agree on stuff. How's that working for us? Let me ask you, and let me make it a little more personal, okay? When you have a family member that's really stepped on your toes, they crossed a boundary, they gave you advice you didn't ask for, they root for a team different than the team you root for, whatever it is, and they end up not speaking to you, and you choose not to speak to them back, how does that feel? Does that feel great? I mean, you feel good about that? Yeah, I have one uncle and one cousin and actually my sister that I don't talk to, and it's awesome. Or would you like it to be different than that? When somebody hurts you, they attack your character, they say something about you, maybe they physically harm you, okay? And you choose to do the same thing back, when that all settles, how's that going for you? You see eye to eye with them now? You make a new friend? Do you feel that relationship, whether it was in the family or in the workplace or in the school, you think that's going to be better next time you go to it? I doubt it. When you have somebody that is just constantly needling you because they know your buttons and they are good at pressing them and they're like, all the time, and so you identify their buttons and press them back, where does it get you? That's my question I'm asking this morning. How does that help anything? And how's it working out? Because the words that Jesus had for us would actually make progress in those relationships. Listen, I want to be real for just a minute. I know there are people in the world that we would just label jerks because we're in church. I know there are people that are never going to change who they are. And I know the words of Jesus are still love them anyway. Because every time you act like a jerk, I'm willing to forgive you. And every time you press my God buttons, I'm willing to overlook that. And every time you get out of line, I will bring you back into line because I love you. The words of Jesus for us today challenge us to treat people differently than they treat us. The words of Jesus that we read today are treat people the way you would want them to treat you. Not to respond tit for tat, even for even, with what they do, but even when they have hurt you, even when you've been wounded by the actions or the words of someone else, respond in the way that you would want to be treated. And that's radical. And that's what we're called to. So next week, I want to talk with you about how it looks when Jesus laid out, Jesus was before a multitude of people and said, you can choose my way or you can choose the way of the world. And that happened, and we get to see what the response was, and I want to look at that next week. But for this week, I want to look at the way God chose to treat all of us. This morning we're going to celebrate communion together. And in the United Methodist Church, there are no qualifications or special stipulations or regulations or dictations as to how you should take communion, other than you have to admit that you're not always perfect. And you have to believe that God has a way for you to be perfect, and you want to seek that. And if that's where your heart is, you are welcome to come forward and join us in communion. But communion helps us remember that Jesus laid down his life for us. That while we were rebellious, and while we were treating each other in similar ways to the way we treat each other today, and while we were busy saying, thanks for the option, God, but I'm going to take my way, instead of just cosmically zapping all of us, God said, I'll teach you a better way. And then I will lay down the life of my son so that you can be redeemed, so that there can be forgiveness, so that you could have peace with God. That's the option that God chose.